This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Equity Global Markets podcast. We're so glad to have you here amidst what has been a historic and record-breaking week in financial markets. I'm your host, Gaurav Kashyap, market strategist at EGM Futures Dubai, joined by Mark Lee, senior trader at Equity Capital over in London. How are we doing today, Mark?
Hi, Gaurav. I'm very well, thank you. It's been another exciting and dramatic week in the markets, which means that we've got plenty to talk about on today's podcast.
Looking forward to it, Mark. It's been a historic week amidst the developing story of the global spread of 19. And we've also seen the energy complex get smacked at the Monday opening. U.S. oil gapped $8.83 lower. That's 21% lower, with UK oil similarly gapping 21.87% lower to open Monday at $35.60 a barrel. So what's happening here, Mark?
As you stated, Gaurav, it's been quite an incredible week, most notably surrounding the developments in oil markets. So on Monday, we witnessed the largest one-day drop in oil price in almost 30 years. Price of oil is weighed down by two fundamental flaws at present. So firstly, a shrinking global demand, particularly a demand pinch in China, who are a major importer of oil. Well-publicized outbreak of coronavirus resulted in quarantined regions, limited travel, and of course, restricted manufacturing. These are all contributing factors to the decrease of domestic oil demand. But the major news came this weekend. Saudi Arabia announced a 25% supply hike in the aftermath of a messy OPEC Plus meeting. As a result, we're now in a global price war. Essentially, the gun is triggered in the race to the bottom for global oil producers.
And we're already getting news across the tickers that Saudi Aramco, the world's largest oil manufacturer, and as a result, the highest market capitalized company globally, announced that it received a directive from the Ministry of Energy to increase its maximum sustainable capacity from 12 million barrels per day to a revised 13 million barrels per day. In extension to this, the United Arab Emirates ADNOC came out with similar comments to the effect that they're in a position to supply the markets with over 4 million barrels per day. This is an extension, and that they're prepared to accelerate to their planned 5 million barrels a day capacity target. The timing of this move is remarkable, Mark. As you mentioned, we're in the midst of one of the worst demand gluts, and to now open up markets to potential supply glut should surely worsen the outlook for crude prices. This is quite reminiscent of what the oil markets went through in 2014 when Saudi unexpectedly ramped up production. But Mark, I want you to talk us through your thoughts on what's at play here. What's the bigger picture?
Well, we're now seeing a chess match. And it's a chess match between two global powers. You have Russia on one hand and you have Saudi Arabia on the other. Both will be eager to forecast future actions and genuine intentions of each other. Of course, they're going to test the ability to inflict economic damage, but also absorb economic damage. In this chess match, the first and very bold move has come from Saudi Arabia this weekend. With the intent of swamping the global market, Saudi have pledged a significant April output. But in my opinion, the key component is sustainability. Just how long can Saudi maintain record output levels at such low prices? So as a trader, in our world, we often use historical fact as a key analytical reference point. Historically, these moves tend to be counterproductive for Saudi. In 2014, the Saudi oil minister pushed OPEC to pump oil at will. The price of Brent fell dramatically, and of course, the Saudi economy suffered. As a result, he lost his job, and his successor was forced back to the negotiation table to cut production and support oil prices again. Again, a similar situation in the 1980s, a time that is branded the lost decade by those within the oil sector. So the question is, will it be a similar situation? And I believe so. I believe we're going to see a history repeat itself. I think Russia have got a more diverse revenue stream, massive oil reserves. I think they're better prepared to weather the storm of a price war. I think they're going to stay patient, absorb economic damage. I think they'll anticipate eventually Saudi will hobble back to the negotiation table.
Mark, in extension to these oil developments, COVID-19 impact on global demand and its acceleratingly negative outlook on the global recovery picture, I wanted to also circle back on another major theme we touched upon our last podcast, that of global central banks and their response to the current market turmoil. If you recall, the Federal Reserve, in an unprecedented move last week, cut U.S. benchmark rates by 50 basis points to 1.25%. The Reserve Bank of Australia similarly cut rates to 0.5%, as did the Bank of Canada. And then this morning, the Bank of England caught markets off guard and announced a 50 basis point cut to 0.25%, aiming to support their economy and protect against further fallout from COVID-19. The bank also stated that its Monetary Policy Committee voted to introduce a new term funding scheme with additional incentives for small to medium-sized companies. Looking globally, we've seen global governments announce economic packages to stimulate and support their respective economies against further fallout, following their first stimulus package of $4 billion announced on the 18th of February. The Singaporean government are set to be working on a second stimulus package. The U.S. government have alluded to an $8.5 billion stimulus plan, while Italy just ramped up their package to 25 billion euros. So the response has been remarkable, and we can expect more such stimulus packages to prop up an already anemic global economic recovery. Finally, all eyes will be on the European Central Bank tomorrow, that's Thursday, and the ECB are largely expected to announce a round of measures at their end. European policymakers will no doubt be forced to follow their global counterparts by announcing a cut during their meeting tomorrow. Markets are betting that the ECB will announce a further cut in its deposit rate to negative 0.6%, as well as potentially increasing bond purchases and extending more cheap loans to banks. Traders, that decision is due up tomorrow at 8:45 a.m. GMT, with the press conference following at 9:30 a.m. GMT. Thank you so much. And guys, follow me on Twitter, GauravKDXB, and you can also follow us on our social media. On Twitter, we can be found at equity_global and at FX Pesa Kenya. You can also find us on LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook.